You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, thinkorswim web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. thinkorswim web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech is the story of a Chinese app called Zin. It's a social networking app that is very similar to TikTok, extremely similar. But what's interesting is that it's quite hard to build a social networking app from the ground up. It's extremely difficult, for example, to build a competitor to Facebook. Even Google, with Google Plus, couldn't do it. And the reason it's so hard is because of something called network effects. Right? A social network becomes more valuable the more people who use it. So you could build a much better Facebook right now, but nobody would use it because their friends aren't there. Until their friends get there, it's not valuable. So how did Zin do it? Well, they had one good idea. We'll get to the second idea in a minute. The good idea is to pay people to use it. You say, hey, I have a new app. It's a social networking app. We have a differentiator. We will pay you to use it. Essentially, we will give you a percentage of the revenue we generate from your use. That will incentivize you to spend your time there, to recruit your friends there. Maybe you can build a smart economic model that gets enough people over that you can create your own social network. Right? If I wanted to create a competitor to Twitter, it would be extremely hard for me to do that because how would I get people to start using it when they can use Twitter where all the other people are? Well, maybe I pay them to use my app and not use Twitter. Maybe I raise a ton of venture capital money. Maybe it can work. So that was the first thing Zin did, and that partly explained how they got to be so big. The number one downloaded app in Google and iTunes, like doing incredibly well. But there's a second thing they did, which is they stole people's identities. They took influencer accounts, made it look like the influencers were on Zin as well as TikTok, and they stole their content. So they did exactly what you're not supposed to do, and in a pretty awful way. Because remember, when you're building a social network, a lot of people come not just for their friends, but because they want to follow famous people, follow people they know from YouTube, follow people they know from Instagram or TikTok. So you need to get those people on. That is a challenge for every new social network. It is a challenge for Zin. Other social networks have tried to create monetary incentives, tried all kinds of other incentives, ways they've greased the wheels for influencers. Zin tried brute force. They just stole it. So as a result, they are now banned on Google Play. Seems like the same thing will happen in iTunes. But it's a reminder of just how hard it is to build a social network and how carefully one needs to look sometimes when these things pop up. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you later.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.